trust Melissa to have her wedding in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of winter. She's such a hopeless romantic. She didn't even take into account the reality behind a snowy Christmas wedding. Not that I can talk. My stomach is already in knots at the thought of seeing her brother again. Damn it, I can barely see anything out of my front window. And my car wasn't meant to travel in snow like this. The poor girl. Huh. Looks like there's some kind of accident up there. That's a lot of brake lights. This is the only way to get to that damn chalet, isn't it? And great, the road's closed. I was already going to be late. Now I'm missing the rehearsal dinner entirely. Was there a hotel a couple kilometers back? I think so. I guess I'll just have to get a room for the night. Sorry, did you say you're completely booked up? Like, you don't have a single room available? I don't care what size it is. I'll take anything. Seriously? Where's the next nearest hotel? 2 hours back, or an hour up the mountain. Great. And there's only the one road up the mountain? Great. Guess I'm sleeping in my car. What? Oh, gosh, it's you. I thought you were supposed to be up there already. You're the brother of the bride, after all. Yeah, I guess my maid of honor duties should have brought me up there sooner, too, but my boss is, well, she's very devoted to her job. Expects everyone else to be, too. You could call her that, yeah. Some of my coworkers do. Well, that's very nice of you, but I don't actually have a room to bring my things up to. No, they're totally booked up. No way, I couldn't. Staying with you in your room would be... such an invasion of your privacy. Isn't your wedding date staying with you anyways? No wedding date. No, I don't have one either. Even so, it's like totally improper to stay in the same bed together. There's no way I'm kicking you off of your bed and onto the floor. Not even if you offer. I'll just sleep in my car, it's fine. Hey, that one's my bag. Give it back. Why are you being so stubborn? Would it really be that horrible for me to sleep in my car for one night? Melissa wouldn't even know. I'm not going to make her stress out on her wedding weekend. You won't get in trouble with her if I sleep in my car tonight. So why are you insisting? Fine, fine. Be a gentleman. But I'll take the floor. I'm not kicking you out of your bed, and we obviously can't share one. Why not? Well, that would be because, I mean, it's too small. The bed is clearly too small to share. Well, I have a California king at home. This is a normal king size. I've never shared a bed this small with anyone. Have I shared a bed with many people? No, I guess I don't have much bed sharing experience. Do you? Wait, why am I even asking that? Of course you do. You're you. Well, you're really attractive, smart, confident. Women love you. It's obvious that you would have a lot of bed-sharing experience. I'm honestly shocked you don't have a date to this wedding. I would have expected you to bring a supermodel or a doctor or something. I mean, why would you expect me to have a date? I'm just me. I guess John offered to go with me, but John? Oh, he's just a coworker. We've gone on a couple dates. Why do you want to know about John all of a sudden? Are you jealous? Damn it, no. Forget I even said anything. There my mouth goes again, making up things that couldn't possibly be true. No way you could be jealous of a guy I went on a date with. How are your fingers so warm? My entire body is still freezing from being outside in the snow. The way you're stroking my arm right now. Was I right? Are you jealous? You'll admit it, just like that. If you wanted to go on a date with me so badly, why have you never asked? I've never asked because I didn't think it was possible for you to feel the same way about me. Can you say that again for me? Just one more time. I don't think I heard you right. I'm going to repeat it back to you to make sure it's real. I know, but that's crazy. You've been in love with me since you first met me, too? You wanted to propose the first time you laid eyes on me? You were 12 and I was 10. Did you even know what marriage was? Why did you decide you loved me? Fine, I'll tell you first. Do you remember that lunch on the bleachers in high school? Melissa was busy making out with her boyfriend, and I was talking with Amber. Those older boys came up to us and started making fun of Amber for her short hair and small boobs. I couldn't do anything. I was too scared of becoming their target or saying something to embarrass myself. You came right up to them and told them off. I'd had a crush on you before that, sure, but that was the moment I fell in love with you. The reason I haven't ever really dated is because I compare everyone to you. And I've never, ever met someone who could measure up. Now, you tell me, why do you love me? Positivity? But you were always so positive, too. You didn't need me for that. You hid that from me all this time? Silly goose. I should have been around to help you stay positive if you were having troubles like that. Sure, thinking of me might have helped, but I could have helped more in person. I've been thinking about you all the time, too. I can't stop myself. I was so nervous to see you again at the wedding. Worried that you would be with someone else and I wouldn't be able to stomach the thought of it. Too late? I would have waited for you forever. That sounds crazy, I know, but it's true. Oh God, how are you so warm? Being this close to you is making me burn up. Fine. The bed might be big enough for two. As I said, I don't have much bed sharing experience. Or, any at all? Yeah, it means what you think it means. I'm a virgin. No one else ever caught my attention as much as you did. I never wanted to sleep with anyone else. Now that I'm here, I kind of wish I had some experience. I want you to enjoy yourself. If you're willing to teach me, I'll take all the instruction I can get. Can you take off your shirt? Your chest. I've dreamed about it. I want to see all of you. You're so handsome. Do you know that? I guess you do, huh? You can't not know it, not when you're so gorgeous. If you like hearing me say it, I'll tell you that you're handsome every day for the rest of forever. Your lips on my neck. That feels so good. Baby, do you mind if I call you baby? I know it's like one of those relationship things. Okay, I'll call you whatever I want. You can call me whatever you want to. Yes, we can take off my shirt too. I'm even wearing fancy lingerie. I guess somewhere in the back of my mind, I was hoping this would happen. Does it look good on me? This bra has a lot more lace and straps than what I usually wear. Is the pale pink my color? I should have gone with black, shouldn't I? And these cups aren't padded at all. Are my tits big enough? They never were huge. Okay, yeah, I'll shut up. And I'll maybe accept that you like me in this. Of course I'm wearing matching panties. There's no point in wearing a bra this extravagant if the bottom doesn't match. Yes, you can see them. But, only if you take off your pants too. I don't want to be more naked than you are. You took off everything. You're wearing nothing. And fuck, your cock. It's beautiful. Is that strange to say? It's true. It looks so soft and warm, like it'll fit perfectly inside of me. I don't really know how I should touch you, though. Can you show me? Show me how you touch yourself, of course, so that I know how you want me to touch you. Like that? Okay. Do you like it slow or fast? Show me. Have you ever thought about me before? When you were getting yourself off, I mean. Yeah, I've thought about you plenty. Do you play with your balls, too? Do you like having them touched? Come on, show me. I'll be gentle if I touch them, don't worry. And the tip looks sensitive, too, isn't it? If I sucked on just the tip of your cock, could I drive you insane? Would you be desperate for me? I want to try. Why not? Me first? I don't know. I've never really... I guess you know that. You don't have to do me, though. I can just do you. I'm nervous about it, but I do trust you. If you want to eat me out, I'd love to accept. Just, what if I don't like it? What if you don't like it? Okay, yeah, good point. we would stop and move on. Then, please. I want to know what it feels like to have your tongue on me. You're the king of teasing, aren't you? Those feather-like touches down my stomach and thighs. Why does my body feel like it's been electrified? You only ran one thumb along my pussy. My panties aren't even off yet. But, oh God. Everything feels so good with you. Can we take my panties off now? It's so hot. Yeah, I like it a lot. Fuck. Right there. I really like it when you do that. Oh, God. I wasn't expecting you to make me come so easily, but... Fuck, baby. I'm gonna come. Right, like that. Just like that. Fuck. I loved you before, but now I really love you. That was... Wait, oh God, did I say that out loud? I'm so sorry, I wasn't thinking. I know we kind of, sort of said it earlier, but saying it in the moment was something that I... You do? Of course I'm comfortable with you saying it to me during sex. As long as you're comfortable. You don't have to do it just because I did. Why is it so hot that you don't think you could stop yourself from saying it? Can I try doing you now? Well, I want you to lay back on the bed. Head on the pillows. That way I can look at you easily to see if you're enjoying it. I feel like my brain is numb right now. Show me again your favorite ways to be touched. I love watching you touch yourself. And I never thought I could appreciate a cock as much as I appreciate yours. Can I tell you a little secret? You've always struck me as a real daddy type. Loving, caring, affectionate, but with a firm hand. Do you remember that time Melissa and I got so drunk we started accepting drinks from strangers? When you told us off, I got so fucking wet. At the time, I thought it was just because I was drunk and in love with you, but I realized later that it was because I loved being cared for like that. Being told off for doing something dangerous. Being looked after. Am I right? Are you going to be like that with me all the time now? Good. Now, I'm going to try tasting you, okay? Mm. You do taste good. I hope I'm doing okay. Do you like it? I'm so glad. Baby, why did you pull me off? I did. I almost made you come. Why didn't you then? You're right. I really want you to fuck me. We'll start slow, right? I heard that the first time can be uncomfortable. Okay, you want me to straddle you like this? And take my bra off. I can do that. I'm not beautiful, I'm just me. Maybe if you say it enough, I'll believe you. Maybe. My nipples are sensitive. You're making me squirm playing with them like that. Then again, squirming feels so fucking good. Especially when it means I'm grinding down against your cock. I could have you playing with my tits like this all night long. You want to try it sometime? I bet we can arrange that. For right now, though, before you fuck me, can we do like a test run where you just fuck between my thighs instead? Get on top of me. Yeah, like missionary. And I'll just wrap my legs around you like this, and you can thrust so your cock rubs against my clit. Just like that. I'm sorry. I know this is a little silly, but even though it's you and I've been dreaming about this for forever, I'm still nervous. Oh gosh, you can't just say sweet things like that. You're making me blush so hard. I suppose I can allow it if you like my pink cheeks. Don't know how this can feel so good. You're not even fucking me, really. We're just grinding together. We're sliding together so easily. I'm soaked for you. Sounds good, baby. Can you kiss me, please? Please don't stop. Oh, baby. I'm gonna come again for you. Oh, fuck. Please don't stop. I didn't even realize another person could be this amazing. Of course I have to say it. I want you to know. I love you, and you're amazing. You said I was allowed to say it, so now I'm going to say it a lot. But I think I'm ready now. I want to feel you inside me. No, can we not use a condom? I want to know what it feels like to have you bare inside of me. I want your cum to fill me up. Please? If you're not comfortable, we don't have to, but... that's so sweet of you to think of me like that, baby. I swear, it's what I want. I love you, and I trust you, and I want you so desperately. If you have lube, even though I'm soaking wet, you can never have enough, right? Ooh, it's cold. You were quick to warm me up by rubbing your cock in the lube. I'm ready, baby. I'll help line it up. Please go slowly for me. You're gonna fill me up so much. I'm fine. Keep going. Slow like that. It's a little uncomfortable, but it doesn't hurt. It probably helps that I'm so fucking horny right now. This is the most turned on I've ever been. No, I'm serious. You're doing this with me. Nothing can compare to that. Are you feeling good? That sounded strained. I bet I'm really tight, huh? Push the rest of the way inside me, please. I'm ready. I'm so full. It feels amazing. Start moving. Please, baby. You can go a little faster than that. You won't break me. I promise. I'll tell you if it hurts. I'm going to be sore after, but right now... It feels so good. I'm mad that we didn't do this sooner. What silly doubts were keeping us apart again? Fuck. so good. Baby. Why do you keep speeding up and slowing down again? Oh, you're that close. I'm so proud of that. I want to make you come. I want to give you pleasure. Oh, fuck. Please, baby. Come for me. Fill me up with your cum. And make me belong to you for real. I want to feel your cum dripping down my thighs after. Come in me, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. It's so fucking good. Is my favorite part. My absolute favorite. Watching you come was amazing. How you looked when you reached the peak of pleasure. Baby, can I watch you come every day? Please? I think I can handle it. We each come every day from now on. Now that I know you love me too, you're mine forever. And I guess this bed might be big enough for two after all.